on the other side. But right now, we are joined by a Minnesota Golden Gophers holder, Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week after the win over Rutgers, an academic All-Big Ten and Big Ten Distinguished Scholar. Minnesota's having an amazing year. They're 8-0 in the season. They are number 13 in both polls. They've got a big one coming up November 9th at noon. They take on number 5, Penn State. And my next guest has an absolutely incredible story. Casey O'Brien joins us right now. Casey, it's so good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Good, good, Casey. All right, so as I mentioned, you have an amazing story. But before we get into the story, your team is 8-0. You're number 13 in the nation. You've got a week off and some time to get ready for Penn State. What is the atmosphere and the vibe surrounding this team like right now, and how are things on campus?
Oh, we're excited. We have had a good bye week of practice so far, and the students are excited. Everybody's cheering us on, going to class and everything like that. So it's a fun time to be a Gopher right now.
Casey O'Brien's my guest. You know, I remember talking to P.J. Fleck when he was at Western Michigan, and then when he took the job at Minnesota, he had a very clear vision of the type of program that he wanted to build and the kind of people he wanted to be part of that program. So how would you describe the culture of Minnesota Golden Gophers football right now?
I would say, well, the biggest thing that we talk about is having being a great person in all four areas of your life. That comes down to being academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually elite. That's what Coach Fleck likes to talk about. So as long as you're a great person in all four areas of your life, then you're good enough to play in this program. You don't have to be the best player in the world, but we're looking for great people.
Casey, that's great. That sounds exactly like P.J. Fleck, actually. Casey O'Brien joining us. Now, there are people outside the program who said that Minnesota is a place where it's going to be hard to win, where there's not a great tradition, but you guys are having an amazing season. At what point did you start to think there was something special about this team? For instance, was it in the off season? Was it in camp? Or was it somewhere during the season itself?
I would tell you, in our first two games of the year, we had games that might have, from the outside, looked like they were going to be blowouts, but turned out to be closer than what people expected. But we played two very good teams and found a way to win at the end of both games. And after winning those two games the way we did, the guys kind of looked at each other in the locker room, and we said that this could be something special. So from there on, we just kind of flipped the switch, and we've been playing really, really well since.
We're talking to Casey O'Brien. Now, you have played a significant role in all of this. Many people listening right now are probably familiar with your story, but if we were to go back a little bit, you were a quarterback at the legendary powerhouse Creighton-Durham Hall, but you were dealing with some knee pain. What was that pain like?
It was real sharp pain when I would drop back to pass. When I was pushing off on that left knee to drop back, it was sharp, real sharp. And it just kept on getting worse and worse, to the point where I would walk around on crutches all school during the school day so that I could be able to practice in the afternoon. I would try to keep weight off it all day so that I could practice for 2 hours after school. So at that point, my parents knew that something probably isn't right, so they took me in.
So they take you in. That's incredible that you were doing that, by the way. So they take you in to find out exactly what's going on. And ultimately, tests reveal that you had a rare form of bone cancer. There is nothing that can prepare anybody for news like that. What do you remember about the diagnosis and when you were told what was going on?
Honestly, it's try to block out a lot of those memories because it was a really, really scary time. But I just remember at the time, I didn't realize how serious it was. I was coming up on the start of hockey season, and my first question was, when can I skate again? Because they had been holding me out because my knee had been hurting. And they said, right now we're just trying to save your leg. So that's when I knew it was pretty serious.
Casey O'Brien joining us. Casey, what was the treatment like initially?
So initially I had a port put in my chest, and I was doing 5 days straight of chemotherapy, where I'd be overnight in the hospital for 5 straight days for 2 weeks, and then have a week off, and then be back in for 2 more weeks, and then have a week off. And then that led up to an 8.5-hour knee surgery where I had a metal rod put in my fibula and in my tibia, and full knee replacement, cadaver bone put in, pretty extensive surgery.
Extremely extensive and really terrifying even to hear about. Casey O'Brien joining us. So, Casey, when they told you that you would never play football ever again, What was your reaction when you heard that? For instance, were you okay with moving on from football, or did you make that, or did that make you want to fight to find a way back on the field? What did you do with that news?
At the time, I was really, really bummed. It took me probably a week or two to get over, because at the time you hear from a doctor and you're 13 years old, you got to believe what they say. But then I kind of got back to being me, and I was going to figure out a way to find a way back on the football field.
All right, so this is amazing, actually. You tell my guy, Bruce Feldman, this amazing story that you went back and forth with the doctors, that they wouldn't let you be a quarterback because they didn't want you to get hit. So then you debated with them, and it was decided that you could be a punter or a placeholder, but since you couldn't punt, you'd be the placeholder. What was it like the first time you got back on the field after the diagnosis?
Yeah, that would be my first game of my junior year of high school. I was going through chemo at the time and was about 130 pounds, had no hair, no anything like that, and was able to make my first start in a varsity football game. And it was a moment that I'll never forget. It was a lot of excitement, but also a lot of nerves because nobody really knew what was going to happen when I went out there. But we went 3-for-3 that night, and from there on, I just knew that I was back to being a football player.
Minnesota Golden Gopher holder Casey O'Brien joining us. Also at that point, you had received encouragement from Eric Decker. What was his message to you? What did you take away from that?
The biggest thing that he said to me was that he was really proud of me and everything that I was doing, and that I had a lot of people supporting me and a lot of people behind me. And that meant a lot to me because he was someone that I looked up to as a kid growing up in Minnesota, watching the Gophers and watching him play. He was someone that I always wanted to be number seven like him. So it meant the world to me hearing it from him.
Now, Casey, if that's where the story ended, it would be so amazing, but there's so much more to it. The story goes that you had surgery to remove a tumor from your lung. You had 60 stitches in your side, yet you played 9 days later. What do you remember about that game?
We had a section championship game coming up, and that was at the end of my junior year. I just had the tumor taken out that I was receiving treatment for, and I didn't want to miss our section championship game. I mean, I'm a competitive kid, and that wasn't something that I wanted to miss. So my doctor said, yeah, you can play, but if you get hit, you're going to be coming right back to see us. And I said, deal. So pretty crazy.
Really crazy. Casey O'Brien joining us. Now, all this is happening in high school. There was that one game against Stillwater, too, where you were plowed over during an extra point attempt. As you were coming off the field at halftime, you ran past your dad and you said, quote, Dad, I finally felt like a football player. I got some action, end quote. Most people would be freaking out in a situation like that, but you weren't. In fact, how fired up were you?
Oh, I was excited. I wanted to run into their sideline and go get after the kid. But I was just happy to get hit and feel like I was back playing football. It was something that I wanted to get hit to show everybody that I wasn't made of glass and everything like that. So I'm glad that it happened, but I don't want it to happen again in college. So we got to make sure that we don't get hit in college.
Casey O'Brien, my guest. So, Casey, what about football? Like, how would you describe your relationship to the game at this point? For instance, was it a welcome distraction for a few hours and something to focus on when you were in treatment, or maybe is it something else?
I would tell you it was a distraction, but it was also a love for me. I mean, it was something that when I would wake up in the hospital, it was always ESPN or NFL Network. There was always football in my room. It was just something that I needed to have in my life, and I knew that I couldn't live without it, and I didn't want to live without it.
We're talking to Casey O'Brien for a few more moments. So now you're a four-time cancer survivor. Was there ever any point where you asked, why me, or thought, this is really unfair?
I mean, when I was first diagnosed, I guess I was kind of like, why me? But after that, I mean, it's the cards that you're dealt, and, you know, everybody's got their own little battle like that. So this was the one that I was handed, so I was going to figure out what I could do and what was in my control to change it. So that's kind of the way that I have always looked at it, is that it's not something that I didn't bring this upon myself or anything like that. It's just something that was given to me, and it was a battle that I had to fight, and still kind of fighting each and every day with the soreness and everything like that that I go through.
So after PJ Fleck was hired in Minnesota, you were offered a preferred walk-on spot given everything you had fought through. What was that moment like?
It was unbelievable. I mean, to have one coach in the country give you a shot to play, and that being the state that you grew up in and the school that you have dreamed about playing for, I mean, it's hard to put into words.
Let me finally ask you this, Casey. You've been grinding it out on the team since you got on campus. Then this year you were selected to speak at the Big Ten Media Days, which is an enormous honor. But at that point, you had not played in a college football game yet. Would you have been okay if you never got to play in a college game, or would it have felt incomplete if you did not get that chance?
I think I would have been okay, but it definitely would have been like I wish this would have happened. I had come so far, and my goal when I sat down with Coach Fleck and told him that I wanted to play for him is that I wanted to play for him. I didn't want to just be on the team, and I wanted to show kids in the hospital that if you say you want to do something and you set your mind to it, then you can go make it happen no matter what the situation is. So I told him that I'm coming here to play for you. And he said, if you're the best we got, you're going to play. So I trusted him, and he trusted me, and he gave me that chance.
So I'm glad you mentioned the kids. My final thought or question for you is, Eric Decker gave you advice and motivation back in the day. Minnesota players visited you when you were in the hospital, and now you're in a position where you visit children in the hospital and you inspire them. What does it mean to you to be in this place and to be a role model and an inspiration to so many others?
It's the most important thing to me about playing college football. I'm not a huge person that gets into the media and everything like that, but to be able to see pictures of kids on Twitter watching my games from hospital beds, and their parents sending me messages saying that they're looking up to me and they're following everything that I'm doing, that's the reason why I'm doing all that I am and playing college football. So that's what gets me up every morning.
That's amazing. That is so great. He is a Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week. After that win over Rutgers, an academic All-Big Ten player, a Big Ten Distinguished Scholar, and obviously so much more than that. Minnesota's having a big year. They're 8-0. They're number 13 in both polls. Golden Gopher Casey O'Brien, my guest. Casey, great to meet you. Great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. I could not be more impressed.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it so much, Casey. Great job. Really well done. You are a legend. Casey O'Brien. Unbelievable courage.